Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 22. Hello there, bears and cubs. This is the Nard, bringing you another spectacular, orgasmic episode of Bear Podcast. If you're a first timer on this podcast, I should give you an introduction. This podcast is for gay bears and cubs. I'll be talking about different topics. It could be gay issues or non-gay issues, things that I think worth talking about. I could get geeky with gadgets. I could talk about sci-fi. And I always feature a woofy-licious bear in a segment called Woof What a Bear. I also make announcements of upcoming bear events or bear runs. That's pretty much a summary of what Bear Podcast is all about. I've just had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I got some stuff to tell you guys about my week. In showbiz, a famous icon died. And we have a bear from South Florida. It's a nice, long interview, and we talked about his projects. So, on with the show! So, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? I know I did. I was so stuffed. I've never eaten that much on a Thanksgiving day. For the past few years, I've always celebrated Thanksgiving in Fort Lauderdale and once in Las Vegas. This is the first time my partner and I actually stayed in town and celebrated Thanksgiving with friends. It's a nice change. Thank you, John and Palima, for a great dinner. That Thursday night, we got to watch two movies. First, we watched Walk the Line. It's a great movie. I think Joaquin Phoenix might win an Oscar on this one. Later on, we watched Harry Potter's Asses on Fire on IMAX. I think this is the best Harry Potter ever. I've been reading the books and the story gets darker and darker. How about a spoiler, guys? Harry Potter dies in this movie. No, just kidding. It's only the fourth movie. There are three more to go. By the way, I have a new crush. Stanislav Yanevsky, also known as Victor Crumb in the movie. Woof! I wonder if I can have him in Woof What a Bear. What do you think, guys? He was born on May 16th, 1985 in Sofia, Bulgaria. Oh my god, he's Bulgarian. Hey, he's 20 years old now, and so he's legal. I just can't buy him a beer. So, Stanislav, if you're listening to this podcast, call me, okay? You can call me at 206-222-BEAR anytime. What do you say we play hide and seek? I will hide, and you can be my seeker. Maybe we can do a naked interview. I'd like to ride you, you know, your broomstick. Anyway, enough of that bullshit. Last Wednesday, we watched Rent. I'm both happy and disappointed with it. There are parts that I liked. The timelines were somewhat clearer. I cried in some parts of it, and I admit I do cry in movies. They cut off some important parts that I like in the musical, and there are some scenes that just cannot be turned into a movie scene. I'm sorry, there are just some parts that cannot be done that way. Overall, I just give it one thumb up. Not two, just one. So, that's pretty much my Thanksgiving week. Pat Morita dies at 73. Let me read an article here at CNN. Pat Morita, Karate Kid's Mr. Miyagi, dies. Los Angeles. Actor Pat Morita, whose portrayal of the wise and dry-witted Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid earned him an Oscar nomination, has died, and he was 73. Morita died Thursday was Thanksgiving Day, at his home in Las Vegas, of natural causes, said his wife of 12 years, Evelyn. She said in a statement that her husband, who first rose to fame with a role on Happy Days, had dedicated his entire life to acting and comedy. In 1984, he appeared in the role that would define his career and spawn countless affectionate imitations, as Keisuke Miyagi, the mentor of Ralph Macchio's Daniel-san. He taught karate while trying to catch flies with the chopsticks and offering such an advice as wax on, wax off, to guide Daniel through chores to improve his skills. Yeah, that's part of the article that I saw in CNN. Well, Mr. Miyagi is such a character. I always remember him doing that wax in, wax out, you know. I even remember taking up karate lessons when I was a kid because of the movie Karate Kid. Well, goodbye, Mr. Miyagi. You'll be remembered. Hey guys, I'm on Washington Blade. Woohoo! I have one paragraph there. I have the link on the website. You can see it there. My interview with Greg Marzullo was an interesting one. This is the first time in my life that I got interviewed by a journalist. It really is an honor. He emailed me on November 17th, and the next day I called him up at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talked for about a half hour. I told him about podcasting, and it's a step forward to blogging, and how good and effective it is if people can hear the actual voice of the podcaster. I also told him that I use Audacity to do my podcasts. Thank you, Washington Blade, for considering my podcast in your arts and entertainment section on the website and on the publication.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I did an interview with James. He's a turbocharged bear in Bear 411. And he's starting a project called American Bad Bears Productions. And he's doing some porno videos as we were doing the interview last November 22nd. So, here it is, James. So I have here James on the other line. Say hi to everyone.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey. Okay, so I hear that you've been in the porn videos before. Tell me, what shows were they?
Well, I've been in a couple of videos with Cyber Bears Studios. I was in Bear Party, the first volume that they took out, that was filmed over at the Citadel Dungeon over in San Francisco. And the second one that I was in was in Bear Paws.
Oh, see.
That was also filmed in San Francisco.
So, in there, what particular scenes that you like in those porn videos that you did?
Well, the one scene that I did do that was in the Bear Party video, I especially liked the scene where it was just a little bit more, the room we were working in the dungeon was a little bit more enclosed. It just had a little bit stronger feeling of what it was like being in a dungeon. And some of the models, I mean, they had a little bit of a hard time kind of adjusting to it because some of them never really been in a dungeon before or been in a play area like that before. There were, there were some times where they felt a little intimidated.
All right.
So that particular scene was the one that I enjoyed the most doing because, you know, behind the scenes, it was kind of like me, you know, because I have experienced being in dungeons before and I've done scenarios like that before. And trying to relieve the stress a little bit from them by, not making them so stressed out. Oh my God, what are they going to do to me next? Or, am I going to get bruises? Am I going to get cut? Am I going to scream for pain and stuff like that? So I tried to, cheer them up a little bit, bit of joking, a little bit of pranking,
I see.
But I think that was the most fun because you don't see it in the actual video itself, but I think we spend a good amount of time laughing, just joking with each other. whispering stupid things in our ears to get the guy to smile or something. You know, things like that. That was my favorite scene.
Okay. How long does it do a take? You know, when, say, one scene. Did it take days?
Well, that was that particular video was, I have to admit, and Ken Slater, the producer and the director of the video, I told him, man, this was, I have never worked so hard in my life. Because what they did was they actually got the footage, and it was filmed real time. What they did was we went in there and started filming video. They just had cameras all over the place. I mean, they were filming here, they were filming there. But it was during a bear play party. So what they did was they got a section of the actual dungeon itself, closed it off, videotaped, videoed us while we were performing our actions.
Okay.
And had other people that were at the play party actually looking in monitors what we were doing. So we were also video entertainment for the rest of the dungeon while they were filming. So needless to say, it just kept going and going, and just it didn't stop. So they just filmed what we were doing just nonstop. I mean, I could honestly say, I mean, it must have been close to 6 hours, 6 or 7 hours nonstop playing.
Oh, God.
So people who actually watch the video will see people, like, say, myself, who is in the video for the beginning of the video. Then I wouldn't be in the video for later, you know, a good portion of the video, and then I will pop back in later. That's because I'm actually getting something to drink, rehydrating myself.
Yeah.
You know, going to take a piss.
I would imagine you have
going outside for a cigarette. Uh-huh. I need a break, man.
Yeah.
There's only so much semen in me. I need a time to recharge the boys. You know what I mean?
That's right. Uh huh. Need to recharge up the cum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. My God.
It was definitely interesting. It was very long. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, there were some great guys that were in there, and, you know, when we stepped aside, I mean, there were times we just walked off, you know, the videotaping, we just said, okay, I need to breathe. And stepped outside. You know, we walked outside, we socialized with the other guys that were playing, you know, in the rooms, some of, you know, the dungeon masters that were there, the owners of the Citadel, who were great guys, and, you know, it was fun. It was very social. It almost didn't feel like we were being taped.
Uh-huh.
So...
Gosh, that must be intriguing. I wish I could be in a, not in a scene, but actually watching it probably in the background and see how a film is being done. That must be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It does. It is interesting. I mean, there are times when I actually just stepped off, like I said, from the scenes and just stood there and watched the, you know, all the boys play and doing their thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of cool because of the way that it was filmed. You know, I would step out for a while, come back, just kind of look at what's going on, and then I will see, you know, two guys doing something really hot, and I'll be like, ooh, I want to be a part of it, so then at that point, I would jump in, and they're still videotaping, so...
Oh, okay. So you guys are winging it all along, you know, oh, should I go in? Oh, I go in this part. Okay, no, I'm tired, I'll go out, and then come back in. Oh,
exactly. But, you know, of course, it was just for the models, you know, we do, you know, the models that they chose, you know, did have the sign of release, and were, you know, it did have an understanding. We didn't just let any single person come in and just go in there and play, because obviously it would be bad if we did it that way. That's but Ken did. I mean, Ken is a great guy. I mean, the guys who run Cyber Bears, I love them to death. They have phenomenal personalities, and I've had the pleasure of spending time with them a couple years back in Lazy Bear. We camped out together.
I see.
And that's what made me want to go and actually do films with him, was because his personality, you know, just really stood out. Mm. And I said, you know what? If there's anyone that I want to do a film with, it's going to be you.
Oh, wow.
So.
What an honor. So I heard that you yourself are having projects of your own, don't you?
Yeah, we're doing we started American Bad Bear Productions, and here in South Florida. We're based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we're doing our own films, but we're also dabbling in other types of media to kind of bring a little bit more exposure to the bear community that's not necessarily porn related. Okay. I'm sure you've heard of a magazine that just came out not that long ago called A Bear's Life.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got that in when I was in New England, I was there and I got an issue of that. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's phenomenal. And we, you know, at the time I was working on the films that that we're producing now. And then at the time when that magazine came out, I said to myself, oh my God, this is something that we so needed. It's so, I mean, we're so behind the times when it comes to trying to bring exposure to our community, you know, within the gay community itself. This magazine came out, it brought out another side of the bear community, that, you know, isn't porn related, you know, it's not, a, you know, a cock, you know, hitting you on the face, jumping out of a magazine. Yeah. But it's bringing out things that are relevant to the bear community, and I applaud those guys.
Yeah,
big time for producing a magazine like that. So not only are we, you know, dabbling, of course, in the porn aspect of the films, but we're also working on trying to bring a lot more exposure to the bear community and kind of fighting the stereotype and the imagery that's always been pushed away of the bears in mainstream gay media. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. So we're trying to bring a lot more awareness out.
Yeah. So let me see. Do you have any website on your project? I mean, yeah, what's the website on your project?
Well, the websites of the projects are not up as of now. Mm-hmm. Because we're actually, because the level of production that we're doing right now is a very big scale. It's unfortunately because the image that we have or the idea that we had for our production company turned out to be so much bigger than we anticipated. It's taken a lot more time to actually produce the films, to actually do the interviews, to research for a lot of things that we're going to be doing. So the website is going to be released hopefully by early to mid-January.
Okay.
Because we don't want to just put, you know, a page out there that says, you know, under construction or coming soon or anything like that. When the production company finally has everything together, then we're just going to go ahead and explode out and branch out right away. And the target event that we're actually going to be doing this in is IBR in San Francisco in February. So right now, we're just concentrating, putting all our focus in the actual production of the product itself, so that those individuals who do purchase our product and sees what, you know, what we have to offer, you know, will finally, you know, will say to themselves, okay, these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
These guys, you know, they're not doing a half-assed job here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, looking forward to look at it. Hey, do you have a an online profile, a Bear411 profile, or an LJ or something?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I know very few bears that don't have a Bear411 profile, but yeah, on Bear411, I'm also known as Turbocharged Bear.
Okay.
And I'm primarily recognized in both the videos as well as online. I'm known as pretty much as American Bad Bear.
Okay.
So I do have a Turbocharged Bear on Bear411. American Bad Bear on Bear WWW,
okay.
And pretty much, you know, that's the name I've had for a very, very long time, and I do switch it around every so often because I'm a car junkie. I love cars.
I see.
So, okay. Hence, Turbocharged Bear on, you know, bigger city. I'm Supercharged Cub. So,
I'll be putting those links on the website so people can. Can probably reference it and probably see you and probably message you, and if they have questions about American Bad Bear Productions, then they might be able to get more info from you.
Well, I look forward to it. I have a very open mentality. You know, I'm the kind of person where I'm very laid back. I'm very easy to talk to, so I socialize a lot on these websites because, you know, It's hard to be able to go to every single bear event in the country to meet these people from all over. So I do spend a lot of time meeting people and just finding out about, you know, what their area is like, where they live, and, you know, what the bear community is doing over there and things of that nature. So, you know, if anyone that instant messaged me, of course, they're going to just, you know, we're going to be talking for forever. You know, just getting to know each other and finding things out. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we are really focusing on is trying to bring exposure to some of the smaller bear events that are being held all around the country.
Yeah, that's right.
Because everyone knows IDR. Everyone knows Bear Bus. Everyone knows Bear Pride. So we're actually going to be doing a lot of traveling to some of the smaller bear events in the country. You know, so people not only go to a slightly different bear event that's not, you know, so overwhelming, but also get a chance to be able to explore the city that it's being held at.
Yeah.
You know, and to get a chance to see what else is around there. You can explore America, I guess you could say.
We should go to Alaska.
Alaska? I you know what? I've never even seen snow before.
Oh, really?
I'm a native Floridian who spent some time, you know, spent a year and a half living in San Francisco, and then I moved back to South Florida. I've never seen snow before, so I'm terrified to find out what's going to happen if my body is exposed to that.
Yeah, that's right. What if you... I know there's a bear group in Alaska, and yeah, it would be nice to visit there if American Bad Bear or, you know, what whatever activity that you guys are planning would, you know, as you mentioned, in groups around wherever, people would be able to check out that city also. So,
it would definitely be interesting to go and experience Alaska and see what the bear groups are like over there and stuff. But I really don't see myself taking off my clothes over there.
Oh yeah, that's right. Or else, there'll be major shrinkage.
No. I don't want something to show up, fall off, and they get buried, you know, and then, yeah, you know, dug up 100 years later as some fossilized penis or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I can handle that.
Yeah. But, who knows? Maybe they have hot tub scenes there or some hot tub place. Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind sitting in a giant bucket of water over there, so, you know. I do welcome a lot of people. You know, you mentioned that you're going to be putting links to my contact information as far as Bear411 and other sites. You know, I welcome people, you know, anyone who runs a bear event anywhere in the country, and they just feel that their bear event is just something that they have a lot of pride in as far as putting it together and things like that, to educate me, to let me know about it. Because I'll be more than happy to go and visit the bear events and interview them and get footage of the event and kind of help bring that exposure out to, you know, to help them out. Because not every single bear event has to be, you know, 5,000, 10,000 plus bears showing up. I mean, mm-hmm. I've learned that some of the smaller bear events I've had even more fun participating in than I'd have in some of the larger ones.
Yeah, because it's more intimate. You know, you get to talk to a lot of more people and... yeah, that it happens. I mean, smaller events sometimes are more fun.
A lot of people when they go to these events, you know, they're taking vacation time. Mm-hmm. You know, they're taking vacation time to get away and stuff. But you know, I feel weird if I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I've saved all this vacation time. Now let me go to this bear event. And then what do? You go to the bear event and you spend a good 60% of your time hanging out at the lobby of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, guys. You know, let's do something a little different here. So
yeah,
if there's an event that's got, one day that's, you know, camping out or something, or one day that's a pool party, and then one day that's exploring the city, you know, things that make you just kind of get out and be able to enjoy it, more of a getaway, those are the kind of events I personally like going to, rather than going to an event where you're spending all your time hanging out in a hotel lobby or, you know, occasionally at nighttime, waiting till nighttime to go to a bar that's going to be so packed that you could barely even get to the bar to get a drink.
Yep.
To me, that's not really enjoying what the city has to offer. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward. I'm really looking forward to meeting these people and finding out about their clubs and finding out about their city and, you know, just getting them exposure. You know?
Yeah, come to think of it, we're going to have, in Houston, we're going to have Bear Watch. And so far, it's a small group. I mean, small bear event, and it's pretty intimate. Maybe you guys there at the American Bad Bear might be able to come over next May, I believe.
You know what? I would love to do that. I really would. I mean, we have a relatively new event here in Fort Lauderdale as well. Fort Lauderdale has really been struggling to get a bear event here. You know, get it up and running. I mean, Fort Lauderdale is one of the largest gay communities in the country right now, under San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a massive bear community here. And we've been trying to kind of get some events rolling here. The layout of the city is very difficult because of all the hotels are on the beach and all the hotspots for the bears are kind of away from it. So we're still developing our event here.
Yeah.
But we have one that's coming up, as a matter of fact, this weekend, Thanksgiving Day weekend, which is called Wolf Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there last year.
Second year. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to come?
Oh, yeah, I did, on a Saturday night and the pool party on Sunday. Those were the nights that I was out. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
I take it you developed a very nice tan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
In all the spots that normally won't get sun.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I do that in Hollover Beach, so that's what I do.
Oh, love that place.
I love that place, too.
It's such a bizarre, I have to admit, it's such a bizarre beach because, you know, you do have a section where all the bears kind of hang out and stuff. But, you know, there you are and you're, you know, swimming with all your other naked bear buddies and, you know, you're kissing each other and pinching nipples and grabbing, you know,
there's
the Christian parts and everything. And then here comes like a little 8-year-old kid naked swimming right behind you with their 80-year-old grandmother, but naked, you know, so it's...
All in one place.
Mm-hmm. All in one place, you know, naked volleyball. Oh, that's just too entertaining.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting. I haven't done that, though. But that's an idea. If we'll get a chance, I'd like to do that. Naked volleyball.
They should call it floppy ball.
Sloppy ball.
Floppy ball, floppy man. Ball? There's a lot of floppy stuff there, man.
Ah, okay. Thank you very much, James, and hopefully your production would do great. I mean, are you gonna do any shooting right now, as we speak?
Yeah, we're actually doing quite a bit of shooting right now. I've been pretty much nonstop for a while now. I mean, we're actually working at two projects simultaneously. We're working on a very hardcore S&M bear video that's bringing in a lot of different scenes that are not normally seen in your typical bear videos. Everything from fire play, you know, ranging everything. I mean, normally you see, okay, 15 or, you know, water sports or something like that. Yeah, we will have those in the videos, but we're looking at more of the more intense aspects of S&M play, things like that. So
okay.
That's taking some time, but at the same time, we're also working on a documentary-type film to bringing out the history of the bear community after doing almost, I think it must have been at least 5 years of research on all aspects of the bear community. So we're working on two extremes here.
Yeah.
So I'm bouncing back and forth constantly, you know, looking into both of them.
Okay. Probably that would be another topic. Maybe I'll give you a call again because that must be very interesting for the Bear Podcast listeners.
Oh, I mean, I'll be more than happy. It's very interesting. It's only been, you know, a very short time that the bear community has really been out there since the early 80s, but it's amazing how much we've evolved and how we've evolved as a community.
And recognized.
I mean, recognized in the community itself. We're still struggling to get exposure out there within, you know, the gay community itself because, let's face it, they're so image conscious on the ideal man, which is, of course, this wonderful Statue of David or something like that. But, you know, we're still kind of struggling in that aspect. But as far as the evolution as where we've gone so far as being recognized as a community, has been amazing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a lot to explore.
Okay. Well, okay. So I'm looking forward to another interview with you in the future, okay?
Oh, I love that. And good luck to your podcast. And so far, you know, I mean, I've downloaded every single one.
Oh, you did?
And you're doing, oh, yeah, I downloaded every single one, and I'll tell you, I'm loving it.
Thank
you. Absolutely loving it. You're doing one hell of a job, and keep it up.
All right. So, guys, this is James, and they're American Bad Bear in Bear WWW. And what's in Bear 411?
Turbocharged Bear.
Turbocharged Bear. Okay, watch out for James on Bear 411 and Bear WW, guys. Thank you.
No, take care. Keep it safe.
All right.
Here is a bear event, guys. Midwest Bear Fest 2005 on December 16th in Indianapolis, Indiana. Come and see what all the talk is about. It's been called the best little bear run in the USA for a good reason. It's also our 10th year. We are hoping to blow you away. We will have our famous bear strip poker tournament again, the most huggable bear contest, and hope to have 3 after hours at once for you to have fun at too. If it's relaxation, come and watch a movie with us at Hollywood Filmworks. Large vendor market will be open for you, plus if you like to eat. We are the place that feeds you 6 times over the weekend. Wow, that's the selling point there. Go to the website at bearpack.org. The link is on the website. Okay, guys. So, that pretty much... Let me read an email. An email from North Boy. Let me see here. He's from Canada. Wow. Okay. He says, just wanted to write and say, I have discovered your podcast, and it's a backwoods Canadian raunchy, playful bear. It is nice to hear a bear podcast, a bear-based podcast. On Bear 411, I am North Boy. And the same on Bear WWW. So check it out, guys. Okay, keep up the good work, bringing us the fuzzy hot men from all over, from North Boy. Yep, I intend to do so. Oh yeah, this is. I'll try my best, you know, just to bring you guys the hot guys, the hot bears. All right, guys. So, official website is bearpodcast.com. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com if you have any comments or any suggestions or any links you want to show me. Voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. I'd love to hear from you guys. Just leave me a voice message and I'll play it in the show. Thank you for listening, guys. And thank you for all your support. Many wolves and many hugs.